Coquitlam's biggest transit station and park and ride facility could one day be a major mobility hub with offices, plazas, and safer bike and pedestrian connections. TransLink is starting the process of imagining what the future will look like for the Coquitlam Central Station property, although it's in its early stages, according to a spokesperson with the Regional Transit Authority. It's begun the process of hiring experts to come up with a plan, in line with the City of Coquitlam's vision, as it looks to make better use of the 9.2-acre property at 2920 Barnett Highway. Expressions of interest sought for planning. TransLink has issued a request for expressions of interest, RFEOI, for a multidisciplinary team to complete a conceptual master development plan for the Coquitlam Central site. According to online documentation, the team is likely to comprise of the following: project administration or planning, architectural engineering, electrical engineering services, building construction management. TransLink states in the RFEOI that it's looking to establish a vision for the development of a significant neighborhood in the city of Coquitlam and the creation of a mobility hub. January deadline for proposals. The deadline for proposals is January 2023, and TransLink is looking to shortlist up to 5 proponents for the job, who will then be invited to bid through a request for proposals process. Few specifics have been laid out for the property, but the RFEOI states that the work will inform subsequent phases of development planning and integration with transit facilities. With property currently valued at $132.4 million, according to the latest BC assessment, the property is located adjacent to another big development project, Markin Quadrille's Tri-City Central, with condos, rental and commercial space in 9 towers, built in 2 phases. As for the City of Coquitlam's vision, TransLink's property is located within the Pine Tree Lougheed precinct, which the city envisions as a gateway to the city, with offices, high-density residential and safe, barrier-free, connections for pedestrians and cyclists, according to the city center area plan. TransLink starting the planning process. The RFEOI signals the beginning of the planning process, according to a TransLink spokesperson. TransLink has issued a request for expression of interest to begin engaging with external firms to develop a comprehensive community plan for a potential redevelopment at Coquitlam Central Station. This potential redevelopment is still in its early stages, and this first step will allow us to explore the viability of the site, stated spokesperson Dan Mountain. It comes as TransLink recently established a real estate development program, its development arm to generate revenue for transit services. Coquitlam Central is already home to multiple transit services, including the SkyTrain Millennium Line, West Coast Express, WCE, and a bus loop. The WCE Park and Ride has 1,060 spaces, which drivers pay just $60 a month, or $3 a day, to take WCE downtown. Turning the property into something more lucrative, to generate revenue for transit services is the goal,